Welcome to Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot, your daily dose of the latest in cryptocurrency news, market insights, and blockchain trends. Let's get started. Bitcoin's white paper turned 17 years old this week, marking nearly two decades since Satoshi Nakamoto proposed a peer-to-peer electronic cash system during the 2008 financial crisis. What began as a nine-page document has evolved into a $2 trillion asset class. In a historic shift, US Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent publicly praised Bitcoin, calling it more resilient than ever and noting the network never shuts down. This marks the first time a sitting Treasury Secretary has endorsed Bitcoin's operational reliability, signaling Washington's transformation from crypto-skeptic to cautious supporter. October brought disappointment for crypto bulls as Bitcoin broke its six-year October winning streak. The cryptocurrency closed the month down 3.69% after hitting an all-time high of 126,000 on October 6th. A sharp sell-off on October 10th, triggered by tariff threats and hawkish Federal Reserve comments, liquidated $19 billion in positions. But there are signs of accumulation. Over $2 billion in Bitcoin and $600 million in Ethereum left exchanges this past week. Two newly created wallets withdrew 2,000 Bitcoin worth $260 million from Binance alone. Lower exchange balances typically signal reduced selling pressure as investors move coins to cold storage. Coinbase delivered strong third-quarter results with $1.9 billion in revenue and $432 million in net profit, up 55% year-over-year. The exchange is reportedly pursuing a $2 billion acquisition of London-based stablecoin firm BVNK. Meanwhile, BlackRock's Bitcoin ETF saw nearly $300 million in outflows Thursday, though it retains $88 billion in total assets. Solana trades near $186 today at a critical technical level. Analysts identify $180 as key support that will determine the next major move. A break below could send Solana toward $115, while holding support opens paths to $230 or higher. XRP sits at $2.54 as traders eye Canary Capital's ETF launch expected November 13th. On-chain metrics show daily payments jumped from 37,000 in early October to over 1 million by month end, signaling growing adoption across Ripple's payment network. Europe is tightening oversight. Romania blacklisted prediction market Polymarket, classifying it as unlicensed gambling. Europol warned that criminal crypto use is becoming increasingly sophisticated, though October saw an 85% drop in hacks compared to September, with just 18 million stolen across 15 exploits. Circle CEO Jeremy Allaire unveiled ARC, a new blockchain designed as an economic operating system for the internet, with dollar-denominated fees and sub-second settlement. The public testnet launched this week with mainnet targeted for 2026. That's a wrap for today's edition of Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot. We hope you're feeling more informed and ready to navigate the cryptoverse. Until next time, keep your digital wallets ready.